Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking with Dr. Ginger Southall, who obviously has a great, I really do think this is a great book, The Rainbow Juice Cleanse, because of what she goes in and the science behind the recipes, and really what I would call, I love the, what would be called the smoothies and the variety of color. We obviously talked about that when we were talking with the Sonnenbergs earlier about the human microbiome and needing to eat a variety of vegetables and fruit, and how they ate a variety of vegetables. This is an ideal way. By the way, you can find out more about it at RainbowJuiceCleanse, CLEANSE.com, RainbowJuiceCleanse.com, or TheDrGinger.com, TheDrGinger.com. Dr. Ginger, so take it away. Tell us about the different colors. Give us a start on a Monday and a Tuesday so that if they order the book today and get it on Wednesday, they'll already be involved.
Well, on Monday, you start with the red, if you're going to do the 7-day juice cleanse. And so on the red day, that's where you get these great phytonutrients, you know, lycopene and quercetin and all these wonderful phytonutrients that help do a lot of things in the body. They support DNA health, urinary tract, your prostate even, heart disease they protect against as well as cancer. And so you have a choice of quite a few red juices, and probably the most favorite, and if you're a pizza lover, you will love this, because I know everyone who's tried the one called Taste of Italy, it literally tastes and smells when you make it like an Italian meal, and it's absolutely delicious, and you're getting all these great nutrients in it. And so that's a great way to start off your red.
So the Taste of Italy, we should say, starts with 4 large tomatoes sliced in half, 2 red bell peppers cored and seeded, half handful of parsley, half handful of cilantro, half handful of oregano, half small onion peeled, 2 garlic cloves or to taste peeled. And after juicing, you douse and kelp flakes to taste, and stevia optional to taste.
Yes, and you don't even, I mean, you probably don't even need the stevia, because the red bell peppers kind of give you that sweet taste in the chimney. It's just absolutely delicious. So when I make that, I probably make more than what is called for, because it's so good. I drink a lot of that. So a Taste of Italy is a great way to start off the red day.
Do you have one glass of this to start, or is it one glass and a snack, or how do you do this?
It's kind of all day long. Usually on day one, now keep in mind, and it explains this in the book, 4 days prior to starting the all-day juice cleanse, the 7-day juice cleanse, you want to utilize the foods and the recipes in the book, because they're very easily digestible. You don't want to go from the standard American diet, you know, drive-through food, steak, french fries, you know, whatever else that most people eat, right onto a juice cleanse. You kind of want to ease yourself into it. But for 4 days prior, you start just by consuming the very easily and very nourishing digestible foods that are in the book. And so when you're ready to start the 7 days on the juice part of it, this is day one. So you've kind of winded kind of down, so to speak, and you started the detoxification process this first 3 to 4 days. And so day one probably isn't going to be so bad for you in terms of, you know, missing that volume of food, because you've kind of winded down a little bit. But during that day, you can drink as much bread as you want all day long. It might be 7 juices throughout the day. It might be 5. It might be 3. It just, you know, don't feel like you have to stick to anything. It's kind of how you're feeling throughout the day. But keep in mind, when you juice, it's like a shot of nutrients in the arm. So it actually really gives you energy.
Well, this seems like a really great drink. I mean, I look at the Taste of Italy; it's perfect. So I could have that now. Now, is this a juice or you take the pulp away?
You do, and you know, in the book, I also have smoothie recipes which you make in your blender. Now, the title of the book is The Rainbow Juice Cleanse, and therapeutically speaking, there's different reasons to juice versus different reasons to maybe make a smoothie. When I work with people who have high cholesterol, I tell them, you know, I like to include both in the diet, but maybe focus more on smoothies because the fiber is intact. The fiber is a cholesterol magnet, pulls out various toxins from the body. But for someone, for example, with a health challenge like maybe cancer or some condition where their body is withering away and their bodies are not focused on pulling nutrients from food, they're focused on maybe staying alive. And so focus more so on juicing. Again, this is from a therapeutic standpoint, because it's like it's instantly absorbed. The juicer basically did the work of the digestive system, and it's just nutrients ready to be absorbed. In terms of energy, now, you know,
I should say, in the book, if I can, Dr. Ginger, sure. There are both, there are juices for the juice cleanse. Then you go into the rainbow on, if you will, soups, and the rainbow on smoothies, and the rainbow on entrees, and the rainbow on desserts as well. So this is a full, if you will, fledged rainbow cookbook, if you will. But the juice cleanse is one of the things that starts it.
Yes, it's a big component of it. I have lots of friends and people that are really into the juicing aspect of it, and so they like that. But then there's a lot of people who have never done it before. They've probably only ever bought a juice from the store that's been pasteurized, and so I sort of let them explore a little bit at their own pace.
So let's talk about Tuesday. So Monday is red, and you give the taste of Italy, and apple cider lime tonic and a rhubarb gingerade and red pepper mint juice are all choices. Tuesday, right. Is Tuesday the orange one?
Tuesday is orange, and orange are the carotenes, alpha carotene, beta carotene, supporting eye health, overall immune function, healthy growth and development, orange peppers, sweet potatoes, pumpkin, turmeric, those types of foods. And we can start the day off with autumn sunrise, which is bell peppers and a cucumber. As well as after you juice, you can throw in some cilantro and stevia to taste if you like.
So it really is orange bell peppers.
That's the orange, correct.
So you really, I mean, since some of these are not, we wouldn't have enough commonly in home, you really have to, on Sunday, you should go out and shop for these.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And you know, so that's autumn sunrise. Then you have cinnamon, pumpkin pie, minty, pepper, orange juice, and Indian spiced cauliflower. So, you know, you juice those throughout the day. You can pick any of those or all of those and juice those throughout the day. So, yeah, you do need to make a trip to the grocery store, or even right now, start thinking about what you want to plant in your garden based on the juices. I've pretty much done that. I'm all ready for my summer garden. I'm going to be juicing all summer as well.
Where do you live?
Great food. Right now I'm in Michigan. I'm going to probably end up doing half year in Michigan, half year in Florida.
Sounds very good. The best web resource is, I take it, rainbowjuicecleanse.com, rainbowjuicecleanse.com, or thedrginger.com. She's also written fatfuneraldetox.com. This is You, the Owner's Man. This is a wonderful book, wonderful recipes. Thank you, Dr. Ginger, for being on. I will pass on, since I'll see Mehmet tomorrow, I'll pass on good words. The rainbowjuicecleanse.com.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.